me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Hello, everybody, on this Monday. What's the date today? I think it's May 13th, and we are here to on Purpose Talk Radio, radio with a purpose, a soul purpose. This is Jan Revelle, and obviously I lost my brain again, and it just sort of went out the window there. Okay, here we go. I think I got it back again. Okay, this is Jan Revelle, and we're on Purpose Talk Radio, and today we have a special guest with us, Reverend Eliza Bloom Robinson, and she's going to talk to us about the shift. And how one small change can make a life-transforming change in your life. I think that's exciting. And I know that it does take one small change. I know that you've noticed that too, because there are times when you do one little thing and you realize that everything has changed around you. And it could be that you've changed your way of thinking, that you've moved something in your house, that you have just made some little teeny change in your life that has made a really big transformation in the rest of your life. So I want to let you know that you can contact me at Jan. You can email me at jan@purposetalkradio.com. And you can also go to purposetalkradio.com and you can make a donation toward the show if you'd like. And you can also sponsor the show. Did you know that when you sponsor this show, you get mentioned at the beginning and at the end of the show, and you get onto our website and onto our Facebook page and onto our Facebook conversations group as well. And bringing that up, I want to mention a wonderful song, which is called I Am Who I Am, and it's by the group True Trinity. You can find them at truetrinity.com, and you can listen to the song, and there's also another song there called Be the Difference. These are amazing songs, and I urge you to go there and to listen and to purchase the songs. I mean, where else can you get a song for a dollar? That's just great. You can download it and play it anywhere you want. I want you to remember, please, that we are going to do some readings following the interview today. So stay tuned for that. I've drawn three extra cards, and you can either choose a card or you can from the three that I drew, or you can draw another one from the deck, and we'll do that immediately following the interview. The card that I've drawn for the show today is a new one. Isn't that great? Sometimes Cindy thinks that I only draw the same cards over and over again. Sometimes I get that thought too, but this is a new one. This one is called The Wings. We've got one called Between the Wings. This one is called The Wings. And The Wings shows two women facing each other. Both of them. It's hard to tell if they both are angels and have, but it looks like it, or if they're both being surrounded by wings and neither one of them is an angel. But you know what? It really doesn't matter, because the message of the card is a very simple message. The message is you are protected no matter where you are in your life, no matter what you are doing, no matter who you are with, no matter what thoughts you are having, that you have protection, that your higher self and the angels are there for you, and that the biggest thing that you have to do is to simply open yourself to their influence, to say thank you, to recognize that no matter how sticky your situation or how bad things are going, that you can still say thank you. Thank you for being with me, and thank you for protecting me, no matter what. If you keep saying that over and over again, you will be taken care of, you will be protected, and things will change, because that's one small shift that you can make that will transform your entire life. So this is just another indication here of our conversation today with Eliza Bloom Robinson about the shift and how one small change can transform your entire life. So this card is called The Wings. It shows two women leaning toward each other. One has her hands folded up by her head. The other one has a hand under the arm of the first woman. They're both surrounded by these wings. And the one who's holding the other person has blue, I still have to get the word for those, that shawl that goes a little bit over her head and down covers her body. They both have white gowns on. There's also a flower in between them that's pretty dramatic looking. It's not a showy flower. It's just a very dramatic looking flower. And there is a star behind them. In fact, there are a couple of stars around them. So again, to remember that these wings, which have multicolored feathers, many different kinds of feathers, that these wings and that you're are representing your angelic self, your higher self, the angels in your life, the spirit who created us all, and that you are in the protection. And all you have to do is say thank you. And if you can't feel it from your heart, say it anyway. Say thank you. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for keeping me safe. Thank you that I'm here on this earth doing exactly what I'm supposed to be doing at any given moment. Thank you that I am always in the right place at the right time for the highest good of all concerned. And when you continue to say that, I promise you, things will change. They may not change instantly, and yet they may, but they will change. I've had personal experience with this, and things do change, and your life becomes better. So I want you to remember that. And if you have a question, you can call in. The number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. And if you want to talk with Eliza or with myself, just go ahead and press that option, and we'll get you into the queue, and you can talk with us. So first of all, I'm going to bring Eliza in because I want to know a little bit more about her. Eliza is a minister, writer, author, speaker, and a workshop facilitator, and she's passionate about inspiring others to step into their divine potential. She is the founding minister of Divine Awakening. So, Eliza, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jan. It's my thrill and my honor to be with you today.
Great. So, tell us a little bit about your background. You've got a real interesting story on your website. And by the way, everybody, if you want to visit that website, it's called divine-awakening.org. That's divine-awakening.org, and you can click on the tab that says About Us, and there's one about Eliza. So Eliza, tell us about yourself, some of your background, how you discovered where you came from to get to where you are, and how you got to where you are.
You know, that's a really big question, Jan, so thank you. I'm going to try and make my really long story really, you know, a little bit brief, but I've always been on a spiritual path. I was probably 18 or 19 years old when I came into my own spiritual awakening. I was raised actually Presbyterian, so I was in the youth groups and things like that. So I've always been on a path, and several times in my life I've been at a point where spirit was very clear and said, it's time to do something different. The first time that's obvious is my call into ministry. And that actually came in the mid-90s when everything was kind of falling apart in my life. Nothing was working very well at that moment. And I heard very clearly, well, I made a commitment to spirit. I said, basically, I hit my knees. I said, okay, obviously, I don't know how to run my life. So from here on out, I'll follow you. I'll take the step that's presented in front of me.
That's
I want to caution people not to do that. Unless you're serious about it.
Yes, exactly. I pretty much did the same thing, and it just gets to the point where you go, okay, I'm obviously not doing very well at this whole life thing, so
right.
I think it's time to just turn my life over to spirit, and if you can do a better job than I can, go for it. But
go
then you
it.
Have to be willing to actually commit to that and to go for it.
And that's the thing. You just have to. And I was, and I have. Now, there's been some arguing along the way, but ultimately I followed what's been next. So I went into ministry. I became a unity minister. I was ordained in 2000 and went and served several churches and ended up in Austin, Texas from 2007 to 2010. And I thought that was a great place to be. I had this wonderful little church there, and we were doing good things, and, you know, we had our issues in our ministry at some level as well. But I've come into another quantum leap in my own personal journey. I stumbled into, and I use that word on purpose, a new work that catapulted my own inner journey to a whole nother level, and a whole nother level of surrendering to Spirit, of listening to Spirit, of trusting Spirit. And at one more time, I said, okay, I surrender, I let go. And next thing you know, I'm being called to leave ministry. And
well,
I'm thinking,
didn't that get you, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, what? What? I can't do that. That's my life calling. That's my purpose on the planet, right? And yet it was very clear. And I just said, okay, I just did that. And that sent me basically on a 2-year journey where I surrendered. I'm not saying that anybody else has to do this, but I gave up everything. I surrendered everything. I left my home. I left my ministry. I left a lot of my friends. I left my career. I left the Unity Movement, or potentially I ended up not having to leave the Unity Movement really ultimately, but really just, and I gave up all my beliefs. I looked at every belief I had, and I had a lot of them, and a lot of them were really healthy, and a lot of them were pretty progressive, but I really surrendered to such a deep level that what came out of that, it was like, you know, the story of the caterpillar that has to turn to mush before the butterfly can be created.
Right, and
well,
mush. Well, and there's an amazing thing about the butterfly. I just want to interject that here, because the caterpillar is thinking of death or nothing, and yet the butterfly, when it comes out of that cocoon, comes out backwards, and all it can see still is the darkness inside the cocoon, and
right.
It's totally, totally vulnerable.
Yes.
That's
well,
such
I
a scary place to
time.
Be.
It,
yeah.
It is. And also, Jan, there's a place of such trust that the trust came in for me in a way beyond anything I could imagine. Yeah, it was scary and frightening, and I got to process through tons of fear and surrender anyway. But I'm so glad you said that, because that's so true. And anyway, I went on this basically 2-year odyssey where I was in my car. And it was a month here and 3 months here and 6 weeks here and 2 days here. And I was just throughout the whole country on this journey of whatever it was. And there's a piece of the journey that continues to unfold. I married last June to my beloved Rob Robinson, who's also a Unity minister. We started our relationship 7 years ago. And we were in and we were out. And we had a fabulous relationship. And it would fall apart completely and totally. And I had to give that up at least twice in my journey of letting go and surrender. And yet last summer it came back around. Now, most recently, another shift happened. And Rob and I are looking at ourselves going, how do we get here? We have just been hired as of May 1st and begun to be senior ministers at Unity Church of Dallas, Texas.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So between all of that, all of that journey, and there's so many more things I can say, but just just to move really to what we're talking about today, I've developed a body of work that is really bringing onto the planet that which I've walked through in the last couple of years, in coming to an awareness of what is that one thing that needs to shift? And the unfortunate news, or the good news, is that there's always one thing that needs to shift. It's not like you get to shift one thing and you're done. It's just the one thing next. And then it's the one thing next. And then
right.
The one thing next. But I've
right.
developed some work that really brings people individually, but also collectively, into that place of like getting all the way to the core and being able to change it once and for all. So we end up playing actually in the subconscious realm, we end up playing in the quantum field, we end up playing in a whole new arena that is becoming available to people on the planet right now in this time, that wasn't available to but a handful of people even a decade ago or 5 years ago or 2 years ago. So it's just been such an exciting process, and a continual journey and a continual shifting of the next thing. And what opened up. Oh, go ahead. Ask me a question.
Well, I wanted to have you elaborate on that a little bit more and ask the question. But I do have a question. You said that you left the Unity Movement or almost left the Unity Movement, but now you're back as senior ministers at a Unity church.
We are, yes, indeed.
So
when I got called out of ministry, I had to be willing to let it all go. I had to be willing to give up. I didn't give up my ordination because you don't have to do that, but I went inactive.
Oh, okay.
And then my ministry, Divine Awakening, is actually an alternative ministry of the Association of Unity Churches. So we stayed active. I stayed active in a whole new arena. But I thought my time in church, quote unquote, in church, was done.
Oh, yeah.
And then it showed up, and it happened really fast. There's such a bigger thing than me happening here. Spirit is directing a play that I don't yet have the script to.
Oh, you're going to have to wing it then, play it by ear. Huh? You're going to have to trust in spirit to let you know the way.
And isn't, Jan, that's what we're called to do more and more in our lives and in our world and on our planet.
That's right. So tell us a little bit more about this shift that you've been, some of the shifts you've been going through and some of what you've discovered and something that, I know I've gone through many shifts in my life, as you say you have, and everybody else has too at some point, but does there ever come a point when we can make that one shift that we don't need to make anymore? I have a hard time believing that because I think even on a spiritual level, that in the spiritual realm, that we still are making shifts.
Let me answer it this way. There comes a point where the shifts get easier, where the shifts just become the next breath, where the shifts, like if you're driving a car, it's not like you have to make major shifts. You know, you just tilt that wheel just a little bit.
Yeah.
It becomes a way of life.
Okay.
And there's some big ones. You know, there's some real big ones that we need to move through to open ourselves up into the possibility. And those may still continue to come, you know, big ones. But the moment-to-moment ones just become a natural way of breathing through life. You know, you bump up against a wall, you just simply turn. You know, in years past, we bumped up against a wall and we kept bumping for 10 years or 20 years or 40 years. And now it's like, oh, we get close. We don't even have to quite bump, and we just turn. And then this whole new path opens up. So the answer to your question is yes and no. You know, the shifts always happen, and it doesn't have to be hard anymore. And this new consciousness that we're being given on this planet right now, it can be as simple as the snap of a fingers. It can be as simple as that. Not all of them are, but many of them can be.
I had, I remember there was an experience I had that I've talked about on the show before, but it was a couple of years ago, and I was upset with myself about something. I was very aggravated, and I was driving. And I knew that when you're angry and driving is not the best thing to do, but I was on my way to a friend's house a couple hours away, and I was going through the little town that I lived in where the speed limit was, well, it was still 35 something or other, or 45, and the person in front of me was going like 10 miles an hour. It was just really frustrating me. And of course, I was already angry and getting more frustrated. And so I was ready. I finally got my chance, and I was pulled out to pass the person who immediately at that point turned left in front of me. And I almost T-boned them. It was, it was truly the work of spirit that I didn't hit them. It was amazing. And it totally stopped me completely. That was a huge shift for me. Even though I knew that being angry and frustrated and driving, you know, you're not supposed to do that. And I made it to shift in a way. That was an enormous one for me because it impacted my entire life right then and there, that moment, and made me stop, completely stop, and realize that I had almost killed somebody. And myself, potentially, as well.
Potentially, yeah. So just breathe into this. See, this is a part of the work. It's like, you know, we can breathe into everybody who's listening, either now or on the recordings later, just breathe into that and feel that power of spirit and feel that shift that you, Jan, experienced. Everything changed in that moment.
It did.
And luckily for you, it all changed for good.
Right.
you know.
Well, and then the question I had to ask myself, or that I did ask myself at that time, is how can I take this frustration that I was feeling up until that point and turn it into something positive?
Exactly. And how did you do that for yourself?
Well, I just kept asking, and finally I said, well, all right, for some reason it came around to, what talent or skill do I have that I can offer, that I can volunteer? Not try and create a business, but that I can offer as a volunteer thing. And it ended up actually creating a business out of that.
Hmm.
So it was very powerful. It was. Yeah.
And you
speak to such a
piece that is powerful, that will lead us forward, and that is the asking mm-hmm. the question, you know, asking the right questions. If you're not getting the answers you're wanting by the questions you're asking, change the question.
And that's a real key point, but how do you do that? What is the right question?
Well, I don't think there's a right answer to that question. But the question that's the right question is the question that moves you forward. The right question is going to be one, and see if you can feel with me the energy of this. So the wrong question is anything that contracts you, anything that's yes, no, anything that's like how or why or when, you know, and just mm-hmm. go, well, how, why did that happen? And just feel energetically how that draws you into yourself and contracts you.
Oh, yeah.
Versus the question that you asked yourself, what is it that I can bring to the world
mm-hmm.
as a volunteer? Feel that opening, that expansion. That's how you know you're in the right question, is if it's opening you and expanding you.
Okay.
Because part of what's happening on this planet right now is we've lived in an intellectual realm, a mental realm, for however long we've been there. We've mastered the secret. We've mastered the law of attraction. We've got the law of mind action. We've been teaching that in Unity since the late 1800s. And we've got that down. And for some of us, it's not working very well anymore. But what's happening is we're up-leveling. We're going from this mental realm into a vibrational realm. So the key in all of the work that I do, and the key to moving forward in any shift, is to find a way to become open and expansive. And if you bump up against something that's contracting or constrictive, take a breath, find a way to shift it, find a way to shift it, find a way to shift it. And we can actually go through in a little bit. We can do an exercise. We can do a shift for anybody who's listening.
Well, how do we do that? Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay, so let's bump up against an emotion. Let's just pick an emotion that maybe our listeners have, or maybe that you're having right now, Jan. Is there anything, if you're willing to play guinea pig and be, you know, totally transparent on your own show, that would be wonderful.
Well, yeah, I've been finding myself a little bit impatient recently.
I'd like to
let go of that. In fact, I was thinking about that just before the show, so this would be perfect.
Perfect. So and I'm going to kind of talk through it. You know, we'll do it, but I'm going to talk through it too, so you can kind of get a feeling for an experience of where I'm going and why I'm asking the questions. Do you think that would be most helpful?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll be your guinea pig. You go for it.
I love guinea pigs. All right, so let's just breathe into impatience. And anybody who's listening, feel your own impatience. So anybody who's listening now or later, feel that this work is for you. Okay? So just allow any inkling of impatience, like go into impatience in your body. And Jan, I'm just going to ask you, where do you feel it in your body? Like, where is impatience?
Well, I feel it somewhat in my you know what? I was going to say it's in my solar plexus. There's some going on in the abdomen, but it's really in my heart.
Okay. Okay, so just feel into your heart and just notice the places that you may or may not have judgment. And again, I'm talking to everybody listening, because what we want to do is we just want to go into impatience. And you know, those of us who are on the awakening path, we're really good at going, well, I don't have impatience, and I shouldn't have, so I'm thinking that it's not there. But that doesn't work. It's never worked, and it's not going to work, especially now, because we're being called to a new layer. We're being called to, if we have impatience in our body, and we all do, it's stored in the cells of our being. It's stored in our consciousness. And so this work is about clearing it, clearing it, clearing it, not making it go away, not denying it, not giving it, like pretending it's not there and putting it under the carpet, but it's about bringing it in, like looking at it and just saying to your impatience, and Jan, we'll just look at your impatience, it's in your heart space, oh my goodness, I see you. I see you, impatience. What is it that you need right now? So just ask yourself, Jan, and see if impatience in you has an answer to that question. What do you need right now, in this moment?
You know, it's the same answer that I get to every time I do something like that, and it is unconditional love. I just need you to love me.
So we just bring it up into love.
Mm-hmm.
We bring it up, and we bring it up. And so allow impatience to rise up. This is counterintuitive to many of us, but feel impatience growing. Feel the counterintuitive. It's like, no, we don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it. Do it. Just go into it. Like, dive into this swimming pool or this lake of impatience and become in the very center of it and feel it growing. Feel it rising. And begin to simply accept it. Like, oh, I have impatience. Cool. I accept you. I accept you. And now we're going to go deeper into it. So just begin to drop deep down. So you're dropping deep and impatience is beginning to rise. Begin to feel, if you do, the energy shifting. Allow impatience to kind of become more spacious as you dive deep into it. And what do you notice as you go just a little bit deeper now, Jan? A little deeper into your impatience. What's happening to it?
It seems to be becoming more diffuse, more open, more spacious. Why is that?
I love your question. That's the right question. And why is that happening? So I'm going to just repeat it. My impatience, your impatience is becoming lighter and diffused. Why mm-hmm. is that? Because when we truly go to the core of impatience and we look at it, we accept it, and we bring it up into the light, it dissipates.
Okay, so it's kind of like looking at the phantom of fear, any of those things that bring truly a phantom.
Yes,
it's just,
however, it's not, I'm going to change the word phantom.
Okay.
Because impatience is stored in your body, it's in yourself. And it's stuck down in there. But when you look at it and accept it and begin to feel that energy rising, we're doing some energy work where I'm playing in your
okay.
energy field here, so I'm assisting you in doing this. But we're bringing it up out of it what would be an analogy? We're cleaning out the closet. You know, we're pulling that stuff
right.
out. We're cleaning out the attics, the cobwebs. We're bringing it up into the light.
So it's not just in our head, it's in our body.
No, it's in our body. It's
okay.
in our body. It's in our mental body, our physical body, our emotional body, and our spiritual body.
Okay.
And in order to go to the next realm of consciousness, we cannot take that stuff with us. That's why it's imperative. It's imperative to get this stuff cleared out. And it's all the stuff we think we've dealt with. See, that's the crazy part. Because we've dealt with it on the mental level and the emotional level, but we haven't brought it in vibrationally yet. And that's what we're doing here. And so as we're dissipating it, come back into that field, feeling it dissipated, opening, opening, and then we're going to replace it with something that is more true. We're going to integrate that into your field, into your conscious, subconscious. So what is more true? If impatience is no longer a part of your being, Jan, what is more
mm-hmm.
true? We'll just feel it. Don't think about it. Just feel it. What's
yeah.
in your heart right now? Like, just feel what's there.
I was going to use the word tolerance at first, but that's not it. It's willingness to be open.
Ah, feel into that. Feel into that and claim it. So what we're going to do energetically is we're just going to integrate that willingness to be open in all things that are related to that. So it's safe and it's okay and I'm good enough and just willingness to be open. So if you're listening, just feel that possibility. Feel, I'm feeling in my chest. I'm feeling my chest open up, my belly open up, my shoulders open up. What are you feeling, Jan?
Yeah, I'm feeling all those areas just open up and becoming, repetitive, more open.
So we're going to anchor that in all parts of your being. So first we'll check in. It's in your highest and best good to be willing to be open. So I just feel into that and I get a really strong yes. So we feel it. And I just want you to say it out loud a number of times. And I'm going to direct you where to say it. So just begin by saying it a couple of times. I'm willing to be open. I am open.
I'm willing to be open. I am open. I'm willing to be open. I am open. I'm willing to be open. I am open.
And we're going to just integrate this. We're integrating this into all aspects of your being, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. We're integrating into the past, the present and the future. We're integrating into conscious, subconscious, and superconscious. So say it, the bottom of your feet connecting to the earth.
Say that again?
Say it, just say, Say, I am willing to be open, I am open, into the bottoms of your feet as they connect to the earth.
Okay, I am willing to be open, I am open.
Now say it in your hips.
I am willing to be open, I am open.
Your abdominal area, including your solar plexus, your navel.
I am willing to be open. I am open.
In your chest.
I am willing to be open. I am open.
And your throat.
I am willing to be open. I am open.
In your head, including your crown and your brow.
I am willing to be open. I am open.
And in your heart. Your deeper heart.
I am willing to be open. I am open.
Now just place your hands on your lower abdominal area. We're just going to anchor it in. Anchoring it in. Once more, integrating it through all aspects of your being. You are open. You are open. We are transcending impatience, transmuting impatience, transforming impatience into openness. And what do you notice in your awareness or in your body right now, Jan?
A sense of lightness.
Yeah, good. Good. And where do you feel the lightness?
Actually, I feel it all over, especially in the abdominal and chest region. Well, and neck, too.
Yeah, very good.
Well, and head, okay, everywhere.
Yeah. And so you just have experienced a shift that can transform your entire life. That's
awesome.
Simple. No
awesome.
Therapy, no process, no story, none of that anymore. We don't need it anymore.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
are
breathe
you...
In, breathe into, just for one more moment here. Breathe into where you felt impatience in your heart. And just look at what's there now.
A nice, clean, airy space.
Very good. And can you find impatience anywhere in your awareness right now in this moment?
No.
There you go.
And when I get it again, I know exactly what to do now to get rid of it or to transform it.
Right. Careful, though. We don't want to get rid of it.
No.
We want
to
integrate it. We want to integrate it. We want to bring it all the way into the light that we are.
Mm-hmm.
And then it transcends.
Right.
You know, because we've wanted our whole lives to get rid of stuff. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
We have to bring it up. And then it does dissipate, diffuse, become porous, become vaporous even.
All
pretty
right.
Cool, huh?
It is. So is this something you're teaching now as a course or what?
I'm not teaching it yet as a course. I'm working with people one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the process of developing a course, and it just hasn't been one of those things that has happened yet, because I listen to Spirit and I go, oh, I'm going to develop a course, and then 6 months goes by and I haven't done it. I don't beat myself up for that anymore, because I know when that impulse is like, now, it'll be there. It'll just be pouring, it'll be done. So
yeah.
That's coming, and hopefully it won't be six more months. Hopefully it's something that I really want to get together in the next few months. Certainly by the end of summer, but I am working with people one-on-one, and it is something that as you just lifted and experienced in our 15-minute session here, that you can begin to practice on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The facilitator is helpful. When I put together the course, I'll have all the tools and all the tips and all of that, but certainly you can begin to do the same work for yourself.
Awesome. You know,
starting as soon as we hang up the phone.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just so much fun. It's just so much fun to watch people shift and change and know that, I mean, at some point, Jan, you might experience impatience again. But when you do, it'll be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have your whole lifetime of impatience still stored in your body.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can,
yeah.
Then you can be in your emotion and it'll move through. You can be impatient in the traffic or impatient with a client or, you know, a vendor or whatever. You can be impatient, but then it moves.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're freed. You're freed to be authentic and transparent and in the present moment, so you can navigate your way, shift your way. You know, oh, that makes me impatient, so I'm going to breathe into that. Do I need to shift something in me, or do I need to, you know, make a 90-degree turn and go where the light is? Go where the door is open instead of the wall becoming more and more brick.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let me take a minute, Eliza, and invite our listeners, if you would like to call in and talk to Eliza and or to me, the number is 347-205-9074, and you can call in and we'll be glad to hear from you. So I want to ask you about your open heart meditation. You've got this series coming up that talks about the open heart meditation. Would you tell us about that a little bit more, too?
Yes, yes. And can I go back one more thing before I
Oh, absolutely.
That is this work is so powerful and so transforming, but it also does bring us into a higher level of personal responsibility. The more that you do this work, the less that you can hold on to any aspect of your being that's about victim.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You know, you really get to go in and clear, and some of the most powerful clearings have to do with the unworthiness and the, you know, the shame and the not good enough that all of us carry as humanity. And so we start to begin to shift that, and all of a sudden you get a lot more responsible for what's happening in your life. And that's the good news. And it's also, I'm not going to say it's the bad news, it's the good news, and it's the good news.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not ready for that, you might not want to do this work yet. I just want to say that out into the universe. Because it's true.
It is true. It is true. The minute you start doing walking with Spirit, you end up starting to take more responsibility in your life. You really don't have a choice. It just kind of is part of the deal.
Right, right. And if you try to play victim, boy, it gets you quicker and sooner.
Right. You know, that leads me back to the card that we had today, the wings, because it's the message of the card was just as simple as that, is that we are always protected. We are always in a divine space. It's a matter of accepting it and of recognizing it. And from there, we can go on, but we can, somehow to me that brings in that self-responsibility. You know, when you are willing to be open, it's kind of silly sounding in a way, because when you say, I surrender my life to Spirit, and then you say, I have to take personal responsibility.
it's one of those paradoxes of spiritual truth.
Yeah, right. But it is part of what happens, you know, when you surrender to Spirit, then you have to be more authentic, and being authentic means taking responsibility for your emotions, for your actions, your words, your thoughts.
Yeah.
So You're right. It does. Are you ready? Because if you're not ready, yeah, if you're not ready, you don't want to take that step. But when you're ready, just be prepared because you're on a ride.
Yeah, yes, you are.
Hold on.
Hold on and let go.
Yeah, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So coming right. around to open heart meditation, I have a 3-part series that I've put together, and they're all meditations, and they're between 20 and 30 minutes long, guided meditations. The first one is open heart meditation. The second is ground, open, and expand. And the third one is shifting energies. And I've packaged them together right now as a 3-part series because they work hand in hand. They all work individually as well. But the open heart meditation, for a while, that's what I was offering. That was my work to the world. It's now transformed to more of the breakthrough and the shift work that I'm doing now. But it is a meditation process technique, and I've done meditation for over 30 years. I've done all kinds of different types, and when I came into this, it didn't have a name, and I named it open heart because it's almost like touching in. It's almost like if the ocean, like if meditation is an ocean, then this open heart meditation that is on the MP3, that is on the audio that I'm offering now and that we do as a work, is like finding that vein of warm water, that current of warm water in the whole ocean. So it's not different, Dan. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it's what put me on this new catapulted spiritual path. And it connected me so deeply into my own deeper, higher, wiser spiritual heart that was directly connected both to the core of the planet and the core of the universe. That opened me to spirit like I'd never experienced before. It was like when I first stumbled into it, I used phrases like, oh my goodness, this is what I've been teaching. I've never had the experience.
That sounds a little odd. So let's explain that one about how you can teach something when you've not experienced it. And maybe that's what it took, is teaching it so that you could experience it.
Well, let me say this. I didn't know I hadn't. I didn't know I had it. I mean, I've been a minister for a long time, and I'd been on my spiritual path for longer. I'd meditated for 30 years, and I thought I was touching spirit. I thought I was basking in spirit. I thought I was connected, and I was, to the point that I was. But when I came into this work, it was like all of the connection, all of the preparation that I had done took me from, let's say, maybe I was in, like, to use school, academic school. You know, maybe I was in fifth grade. You know, I was pretty high up in mm-hmm. elementary school. And I thought I was the king of the world. I thought I'd had it all together. I mean, I had it down. And all of a sudden, it was like my heart, like spirit. It's hard to language it because
yes.
we don't have the language for it. But, like, spirit came down into me and turned my heart completely and totally inside out, and all of a sudden I was in graduate school.
Wow. That's a huge shift.
Didn't even know there
shift.
Was a graduate school. You know, I thought sixth grade was the end all. So then there's junior high and high school and college and, you know, all of that. But it was that profound for me.
Yeah.
And so in the meditation on create the field. Now, everybody's going to have their own experience, and nobody's going to have my experience, but really we tap, it's almost like a council of spirit, you know, a channel of spirit, a vessel, a beacon, you know, a particular flavor of spirit that I am now so deeply connected to that I don't move away from it. Yes, I have my humanity, but it's so ingrained in me. You know, for a while I would go there, and then pretty soon it's like, oh, it became me. And mm-hmm. it could become me because of all the clearing work, because of all the surrender, because of, you know, all the things. It was hard work. It was really hard work.
Right.
So when I teach this in a workshop setting, the worst case scenario, somebody has a 30-minute meditation, they come out and they go, oh, I feel so peaceful. Or they come out and say, I've never been able to sit still. What do you mean that was 30 minutes? I thought that was 2 minutes, because it really transports people to a place.
Uh-huh.
That is not a common place to be, and yet it's what we're yearning for. That's the open heart meditation.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So where can somebody go to find out about this?
Well, we have a page linked, don't we, Jan, through Purpose Talk Radio or somehow?
I did post.
Very good.
I post a link on the Purpose Talk Conversations. I added you to that group, by the way, so you can hopefully go in and talk with people after that. I believe it's ElizaRobinsonShift.org.
That is
so everybody,
correct. ElizaRobinsonShift.org.
Okay, I'm going to spell it out for you if you need it. It's ElizaRobinsonShift.org. And that's all one word, ElizaRobinsonShift.org. And you can go there to find out more about the open heart meditation.
Yes, in fact, Jan, the way we have it set up is that is my gift to your listeners.
Oh, awesome.
So you can receive that open heart meditation, and it's actually a recording of a workshop that I facilitated. It comes in two parts. It's got a little 6-minute introduction talking about what we're going to experience and then about a 30-minute meditation itself that is guided. And then also, if you receive that, or if you sign up for that, that'll be immediate access downloadable, so you can get that right away. And then there's also an opportunity, also exclusive for your listeners. If you want to work with me one-on-one directly, we've got that as a very special opportunity right now for only $97. It's normally $247 value.
Oh, wow.
So it's a really great opportunity. I don't work with very many people one-on-one, so I've got it a little bit limited. So, and we've got a time frame on it as well. And then if you sign up to do that, you also receive the second two meditations as a free bonus.
Awesome. That's great.
Ground open and expand, and then shifting energy.
Okay. So would you, when the show is done, would you go into our Purpose Talk Radio conversation page and chat as well?
I will do that. Absolutely.
Okay.
Today. Yes.
So Cindy's asking a question: is how long is the work with you for the $97?
We'll schedule a 45-minute session.
Okay.
And as you noticed, you know, today working with Jan, we spent 15 minutes, and we got
right.
A major shift happening.
Yeah. So, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right. Yeah, that is really cool. Yeah. That's great. So if you want to call in and talk to Eliza or talk to me, that number is 347-205-9074. Please do call us and talk with us. We do have a comment from somebody in the conversations group. Pamela Smith Master said that she agreed with that huge shift in the work, but that the payoff is so huge. And it really is.
And it really is. And the payoff, I'm glad that you read that comment, because the payoff is ultimately, and just feel the energy shift in this, feel the vibration of this. The payoff is fulfillment.
Mm-hmm.
The payoff is a deep soul contentment. The payoff is that you get to live from your most authentic place, being the light that you're here to be on the planet, and then ultimately doing what is yours to do on the planet. And that's what we're called to do. And we have this incredible opportunity on our planet right now in 2013. And soon it won't become so much of an opportunity as a responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many of us who are waking up, and the time to do the work is now, and the payoff is so great. The payoff will be beyond your wildest dreams. And it's not an easy path.
Well, but nothing is.
Right, right.
I mean, you look at some of...
Not for fulfillment.
Well, just think about going... I'm here outside of Sedona, and in order to be able to look out over the valley, it's not like just walking out the front door, although for some people it is. But if you want to go and see the really beautiful things, you have to do some hiking to get there. You have
yes,
to do some work to get there.
Yes, you do.
So to expect I think sometimes today we expect things to happen instantaneously, that instant gratification thing, and we're not willing to put in the work. And it really does require work.
I think that's so true. And you know, there's a lot that you can do that on the surface, but we're talking about the soul work, you know, we're up for it. You know, if you're on the call, you're up for it. It's time, you know, whether the time is right now or we're planting seeds for you to do a deeper level of your work, you know, then that's great. But yeah, we're being called to do it. And there's lots of ways to do it and lots of people doing it. And that's the exciting part too.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us, hey everybody, we're going to interrupt here for just a minute with a promo. I have drawn 3 extra cards today, and if you're interested in having a reading on the cards, you can call in. The number's 347-205-9074, and you can either choose one of the 3 cards I've picked, or you can choose a different card from the deck. So you'll just need to let me know when we talk. And I encourage you again to call in 347-205-9074. So Eliza, tell us how we can get a hold of you, and if somebody wants to talk to you.
Yes, divine-awakening.org. And just newly at Unity of Dallas, so you can find me on the UnityDallas.org website. My personal email, which, you know, I'm just going to put out there and trust, is Rev Eliza. R-E-V as in Victor, like Reverend. Rev Eliza, R-E-V-A-L-I-Z-A, at yahoo.com. You can also find me on Facebook, Eliza Bloom Robinson, or Divine Awakening, Eliza Bloom Robinson. It might be Eliza Bloom Robinson, Divine Awakening. So
now,
I'm pretty easily accessible.
Okay, but since Yahoo gets so much spam, would you like them to put something specific in the subject line?
Yes, put Purpose Talk Radio or put The Shift.
Okay, good. So Eliza at yahoo.com, and make sure that you put either Purpose Talk Radio or The Shift in the subject line. And
yes,
now
please.
We have Pam is on the line to tell us what she was meaning about her comment in the conversations group. Hey, Pam, this is Jan. How are you?
Hi. I'm good, Jan. How are you?
I'm just fine.
Good. I love listening to your show, and I rarely get to on Mondays. Mondays are usually such a crazy day for me, so I was so excited to be able to listen to this topic. What I was talking about for the payoff for me is about 17, 18 years ago, I met my mentor, and one of the first things he ever said to me was, hey, the world doesn't revolve around you, and then he shifted that to neither does the universe, because I was just the hugest drama queen. It was just, even now when I sit back and read things I wrote then and remember what my life was, it was just one tragedy after another. And he helped me to understand that I was precipitating that. I was setting up the scenarios that I wanted to pay attention to, and so therefore I would get more of those things on and on into my life. And it was incredibly hard to stop. But the payoff being huge is that I'm me. I'm not some fabricated person that has to have some kind of drama going on constantly to feel alive. And I think that's really where people get hung up. They think or they feel the aliveness when there's drama going on, and they don't understand that the aliveness is really just feeling the angst and the pain and stuff that goes with that drama. On the flip side of that, when you make the shift and when you come to understand how to be really alive and true to yourself, the right kind of situations start showing up. The things that you really always wanted out of the drama you were creating in the first place, connections to other people, life and feeling alive, that all begins to happen. And I just love this show today. I just absolutely am so thrilled y'all are doing this.
All right. That's a very powerful story, Pam. Thank you.
Yeah.
I look back on some of the things that I used to do, and I think, oh my gosh, the arrogance of youth.
I wasn't really that really that young. I was, let's see, 16 years ago. That would have been when I was 34. That's where I started waking up. So I wasn't very young.
Well, that's still
well,
young.
Well, like she said, yeah, like the arrogance of youth, yes.
It's still young. You know, you look at people that age today and you go, yep, it's the arrogance of youth, and you just kind of smile.
Well, and I think a lot of it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I think a lot of it, too, is just it's the environment which we came out of. It's not mm-hmm. necessarily that we want to be drama-centered. It's just we grow up that way. And we learn from people who are well-meaning that tell us, you know, that dream's never going to happen and, you know, all those things that we – all that programming that we get. And usually it takes some kind of for most of us, I know it did for me, it takes some kind of a tragedy or something happening that's beyond the scope of what we can actually even comprehend or somebody to step into our lives before we start seeing that there is a whole other way to live. But, yeah, drama and youth and stupid and
well, but
all
the fact that, the fact that when somebody stepped into your life that you were willing to listen.
Right.
And to respond is huge.
I had been shaken. I had been shaken to my core with something that had happened in my life. And there was just a big gaping hole of pain. And he was already a friend. And mm-hmm. he would listen to the drama. But he took the opportunity to help me wake up. And it was, it saved my life. I can't imagine still living the way that I was before. So whenever anybody is doing this work and putting it out there for people who are willing to listen, I'm just so excited because I know what's going to happen for them. I know where they're going, and it's just the most beautiful thing. And I want to thank Eliza for doing the work because it's not always open. People don't, you know, you want so much for people, especially people that you see in your circle, and they're not always open or ready for it. And so we
right.
just kind of have to sit and keep living by example and hope that they'll feel the encouragement and feel the excitement and want to step away from. I just think of it as the most painful way to live, being back in that drama and feeling like a victim of everything and everyone was just, it was a nightmare, just an absolute nightmare.
Well, congratulations for waking up and thank you for
thank
sharing
you.
Your comments, Pam.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
All right. See you, Jim.
It was all right. Thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Bye for now. All right. Well, Eliza, I want to thank you. Is there anything that we have forgotten? Let's go there. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you'd like to make sure that you say today or that gets out there to our listeners?
Well, you know, I just want to encourage everybody, wherever you are on the path, you know, wherever, whether you're willing to go and do the big work or you just need to get out of a little bit of pain, there is one shift. That can, one small shift that can transform your life, that can open it up. And it doesn't have to be painful. Sometimes it is. It doesn't have to be painful. But there's an opening waiting for you because there is a call from Spirit out here to the universe for anybody and everybody who is open and receptive to receive the love and the support and the shift from Spirit. It is available. It is available to you. It's available to you through this work. It's available to you through thousands of ways. So just listen. I just want to encourage people to listen to Spirit, to listen to that deeper heart, not the emotional heart. We know the emotional heart. There's a place
mm-hmm.
deeper in your being that is your direct connect to Spirit. Find it, listen to it, trust it, surrender to it. And your life will begin to open and transform. It really can be the life of your dreams. It's possible. It's just a shift away.
Just a shift away.
Okay.
That's really, that is so wonderful. Thank you for that. And yeah. You're right, it doesn't have to be painful. I mean, we talk about it being a lot of work, which a lot of people interpret as pain. It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be anymore. It doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Thank
okay.
you again for having me today. It was a joy to visit with you, and I will be on the Facebook page.
Okay, good. Well, that'll be fun. We'll be able to chat with you over there, and you can put the information about your open heart meditation there. And
yes.
Hopefully everybody will take advantage of it. Cindy just said an old song, life is just a shift away.
Very good.
Either that or it's going to be a new song and True Trinity is going to create it, I'll bet you.
Oh, there you go, that one too. If they
okay.
do, I want a link.
All right, well, thank you, Eliza. It's been a joy having you with us. Open Heart Meditation is on the thread in the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. So we'll see you all there in a little bit. And once again, I want to thank you, Eliza, for being with us. And I want to encourage everybody to go over to Facebook, do a search for Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. It's a group, and request to join. And Cindy will make sure that you get into the group and you can join the conversations there. If you'd like to get a hold of me, my email is jan@purposetalkradio.com. And I want to invite you to join us next week when we'll be speaking with Stephen B. Henry, PhD, on Spiritual Marketing, a Sustainable E-Commerce Model. So if you're interested in marketing on a spiritual level, I encourage you to join us at that point in time next Monday at noon Pacific time. And for now, I want to wish you soul blessings, and we're going to end this program for today. Thank you very much for being with us.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.